In a restored rail depot in Concordia, Kansas, you can find an intriguing story of nearly a 250,000 orphans who found new homes in the Midwest. They are stories of sadness and triumph, stories of finding a new home and a new start on the Great Plains. Their history is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Amanda Wallmeyer shares the story of the National Orphan Train Complex in Concordia, Kansas.
The Orphan Train movement was started by Charles Loring Brace, who founded the Children's Aid Society. It started in 1854 and lasted until 1929 and was a system of placing orphans and unwanted children from New York City and the East Coast in loving homes in the Midwest.
Brace saw the need for the movement, especially in America's largest cities.
New York City, because of all the immigration, then plus the Industrial Revolution, was becoming very overcrowded, just not a good situation for these kids.
When she mentions kids, she means some of the youngest children in the East Coast's largest cities.
It started with the ages of 3 and older, but as more people got involved, it began with infants as young as 6 months.
The orphanages worked with the train companies to transport the kids to the Midwest.
The agents would take the children out. They made a deal with the train companies that if they had any empty seats, they would put the orphans on these trains with any room available. In modern terms, it would be like these orphans are going to go on Southwest and these are going to go on Delta.
It's estimated 250,000 children were placed via the orphan trains.
They were doing the best with what they had, with the overcrowding problem, and they just simply could not care for these children. After the children were placed, they were asked to write home to the orphanage once a year, and then also a state representative would visit the children once a year up until the age of 17.
What was the experience like for an orphan? It's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Concordia, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.